Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Just days before the end of the Trump administration, a close Trump ally is being installed in a top position in the National Security Agency. NPR's Greg Myrie reports it's the latest of several recent appointments to senior national security jobs.
In a controversial move shortly after the November presidential election, the Trump administration named loyalists to a number of key national security positions. One was Michael Ellis, a young lawyer at the White House on the National Security Council. He was named general counsel, the top legal job, at the National Security Agency. Critics claim the real reason Ellis and others were appointed was to look for intelligence that could be helpful to Trump. Ellis has just now been cleared to start the civil service position on Tuesday, though the incoming Biden administration could reassign him to another job after it takes office on Wednesday. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats are building their case for convicting President Trump in his second impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The lead House prosecutor, Congressman Jamie Raskin, says Trump's incitement of a mob at the Capitol was, quote, the most dangerous crime ever committed by a president.
Everybody wants to focus on trial tactics and strategy and so on. I want people to focus on the solemnity and the gravity of these events. Five Americans are dead because a violent mob was encouraged, exhorted, and incited by the President of the United States of America, which broke into the Congress of the United States, into the Capitol, and came within a hair's breadth of hanging Vice President Pence.
Speaking there to CNN's State of the Union, Raskin is a former constitutional law professor and prominent member of the House Judiciary Committee. Democrats haven't said when they will send the impeachment article to the Senate, which is needed before the trial can begin. A spokesman for Trump dismissed the impending trial, calling it a, quote, impeachment hoax. State houses across the country are preparing for possibly violent protests before the inauguration. But so far today, most have been quiet, with more law enforcement than protesters, including around the capital of Michigan. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has more.
Demonstrators had already gathered at noon as nearby church bells rang, but anticipated large numbers of protesters failed to materialize. There were some people with guns. Many said they don't believe President-elect Joe Biden won the November election.
Pandemic! Fake! Fake!
A helicopter hovered above the Capitol as police officers and National Guard troops stood watch. Boards covered downtown doors and windows, but there were no major incidents, which Lansing Mayor Andy Shore said was a relief.
We always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
This was a stark contrast to the loud and rowdy crowd that filled the state capitol in April. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
This is NPR. In Guatemala, soldiers fought back a caravan of some 9,000 Honduran refugees from entering the country. Officials say the migrants wanted to cross Guatemala to get to the U.S. The Guatemalan soldiers wore helmets and shields and used batons and other physical force to keep the Honduran migrants back. As part of the online celebrations leading up to the inauguration, the committee has released a playlist to help people celebrate at home. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, actor and producer Issa Rae collaborated on it.
The 46-song playlist offers a wide selection of artists, from boomer favorites like Bruce Springsteen, we take care of their own, to Gen X hip-hop and soul acts like Jill Scott and Mary J. Blige. Contemporary pop like Dua Lipa. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating the Milky Way. This is ahead of a pre-inauguration virtual concert with planned appearances from James Taylor, Carole King, will.i.am, Fall Out Boy, and more. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Music producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector has died. California State Prison officials say he died Saturday of natural causes at a hospital. Spector was convicted in the killing of actress Lana Clarkson in 2003 at his Los Angeles mansion. He was sentenced to 19 years to life. He also transformed rock music with his wall of sound method. Spector was 81 years old. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.